Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
If your child has frequent ear infections, signs of hearing loss, and speech delays, because of that hearing loss, your doctor might refer you to an ear, nose, and throat specialist for ear tube surgery. Every year, more than 500,000 ear tube surgeries are performed on children, making it the most common childhood surgery performed with anesthesia. The tubes are inserted through an outpatient surgical procedure called myringotomy, which involves an incision in the eardrum, most often done under a surgical microscope with a small scalpel. The tubes relieve the pressure and allow the fluid to drain. Some children naturally have small eustachian tubes, so that helps correct the problem. As a child's ears grow and develop, the tubes fall out automatically, and the ear infections are no longer a problem. Sometimes the tubes fall out too soon and have to be replaced. For some children, they never fall out and eventually have to be surgically removed. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.